The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion." That was the time Daddy was teaching, and he said, angels, they have the likeness of God, but not the image of God. So it's only man that God granted that grace to have image. So that shows how special man is to God. It's only man that can have dominion. No other thing, no other created thing. Hallelujah. He said, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. These are natural things. But now they are not just natural. They are also spiritual things. There are also spiritual beings that God made. And he said, man, have dominion. Put them in order. Reign in their midst. Hallelujah. He said, so God created man in his own image. But we are not yet in the image of God. It was a futuristic thing. That's where he wants us to get to, that you become his image. When they met Adam, they made him a living soul. He's supposed to grow up from the everlasting to eternal. Hallelujah. So, he said he made them in his own image. In the image of God. This image thing is serious. So, God cannot look away from man becoming his image. It's a serious matter. It's a serious intention. In the image of God, created he him. And I said, male and female created he them. Now, when he said he created he him, he's not talking about the main man. Both of them, him. He now split it further, male and female. So dominion is meant for male and female, not marriage estate. This is before marriage came into being. In marriage estate, he made the man the head. The woman supports him. But in creation, both of them have dominion. Male has dominion. Female has dominion. So when you say man, man is, in the Bible, when you hear man, most of it has to do with mankind, not just the male man. You know, man, they can be very selfish. They just say, it's us. No. He's talking about the two of us, so male and female. You know, so many things they have made woman to become that she's not. An unfortunate thing, we have believed what they have said. Instead of believing what the Creator said. God told us in this season, he's going to use females. Are you part of it, females? He said he will use females. He will use children. Have you ever wondered why your children... They are so full of energy. Jumping up and down. You wonder what is wrong with these children. Don't leave them all. That's where God made them. Because he wants to use them. Praise God. So he made females. And he made males for what? Dominion. So male and female are supposed to bear his image. You are supposed to grow up as a female man. God. And a male man, God. Hallelujah. God does not have special treatment for males. But so many things that made us believe, Obirikukuniwa, weaker vessels. When he said weaker vessels, I always tell people, when he said weaker vessels, all of us are weak. None is strong. Men are weak. Women are weaker. We are still weak. So he's the only one that is strong. So we need to come to the one that is strong. Hallelujah. Amen. So one thing I'm saying tonight is this. Females, I feel God wants me to talk to you. Come out of the estate that you have been put. There is an estate that your father has for you. Don't ever think of yourself, let the brothers be doing it. No. Stand up and do your own. Praise God. Look into yourself and become that which God wants you to be. It's not feminism more. It's being the female that God wants you to be. We started life expression the feminine way before the men started their amen. Because he knows women, female needs to be helped. We have been given wrong definition. Hallelujah. We have been given wrong definition. That's the way God looks at us. We need to see ourselves the way he sees us. I love men, no. But our females need to be helped. So many wrong definitions. Some will say women are evil. We are not evil. We are good. We are not. They are saying that because they don't understand. But you should understand who you are. Now, if somebody comes to you and says you are evil, tell them, I am not evil, I am good. Coming from a perspective that you understand the way God made you. I said, when I was growing up, you come to and say, I'm looking beautiful. I tell you, I know. You're drilling me. Are you the first one that tell me I'm beautiful? And now be feeling giz in my heart. What's wrong with me? Am I sick? I'm not sick. But some of us, see, our mentality to change. Fathers, take good care of your girls. Tell them you love them. Hug them. Your young ones, hug them. Show them you love them. Let them have the right mentality of themselves. Not the one the world has painted. Let them see themselves the way God sees them. I went to a naming ceremony one day. I went with my husband. The people they've been having girls. Then I get back to one boy, say, you have king. I say, hey, kingy. Kingy. The rest are queens, ma. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Which generation are you? I have only one girl, but that girl knows we love her. Yes. We don't treat the boys as if they are special. Kingy Tibo. No. We love all of them together. Hallelujah. So females, I want you to see yourself the way you actually are. So dominion is meant for both male and female. In some places, they don't permit females to preach. Don't desecrate the altar. Which altar? All those that say desecrating altar, who gave birth to them? Is it not female? What are you talking about? With that, everybody has a mother. Jesus, go only mother. You are not disregarding mothers. You are wrong to disregard females around you. Brothers, what you are meant to be, you are meant to keep them safe. Keep them what? Safe. They should be around you and feel comfortable. Because some of the things they are doing, they don't even know why they are doing them. But you should be able to explain to them and help them to grow well. Hallelujah. Amen. So as females are learning, they are meant to be females of authority, men should also help them. You know, you can define them. Have you ever noticed? If a girl comes out, another girl says, you are looking beautiful. Go to strike. Let a man say, you are beautiful. Oh. Am I lying? Oh. Females, that's... We're just like that. And please, men, when they say, I don't feel like she's falling for you, she's not falling anything, no. She's just being herself. Hallelujah. So God is interested in females as he's interested in males. In Judges chapter 5, you can see that God used females. Let's go to Judges chapter 5, verse 7. The inhabitants of the villages says, they cease in Israel until I, Deborah, arose. That I arose a mother in Israel. He said the inhabitants of the villages cease. It's not that they're no longer existing. They lost strength. Men lost strength. The enemy was terrorizing them and they could do nothing. Until said, I, Deborah, arose. She arose, a woman arose. She didn't just arise by herself. God made her to arise. God came to her and made her a deliverer. This is Old Testament. This was before Jesus came. But he's telling us that women have ability in them. Say, I arose a mother in Israel. A mother. Who is a mother? A mother cares. A mother can lay down her life for her children. A mother is equipped with so much strength. It looks as if we are weak. We are not weak. Those of us who are married, watch your wife in the house, the way they walk. And you sit down, stretch your leg on sofa. And you say they are weaker vessels. They walk and walk and walk hours on their feet. Women are actually strong. We are actually strong. Women can stay. A man can get tired easily. But women, if they believe in something, they say to stay with it. Blessed are you if you marry a woman that loves God. Push you to obey God. That's who we just are. We are meant to propel you. Hallelujah. Amen. Today, we are the silent movers. You may not see us. We are behind the scene. But God knows what we are doing. Hallelujah. As a woman, you are not just to go to your husband's house and sit down and settle. You are to help him to become. As you are also becoming. So don't help him to become and leave yourself. Your husband is praying, also pray. If you are too tired, don't be too tired though. Now, it's possible for you to do that because your wife agreed. If she says no, you are not doing it, sir. We know how to handle them. Yes, yes. You don't have to shout, you have to fight. Hallelujah. So what I'm just saying tonight is just this. Females, don't hide behind men. Don't hide. Come out. Today I went out and as I was coming, I'm like, God, everyone walking on the road, you are interested in all of them. And you want to save every person. The work is not meant for men alone. It's also meant for women. We should go out. And if you don't understand, there's nothing you're going to give. So we must understand this everlasting light that we are talking about. It must become very, very clear to all of us. Thank God for this season. God has decided to show it to us. Don't be left out. Don't just sit and be watching. We are not acting drama. We are living life. Also live. You hear of the living God. The true God. Hallelujah. And they have the everlasting. Also pay attention. You can understand it. The brain of men is not better than the brain of women. Even in schools. So women are smarter than guys. They beat them hands down in class. So if you can do that naturally, spiritually, you can do the same. There is space for everybody. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And one thing that he always say, when he talks about adorning, that's part of our grace. You go to some places, some men will go there, they won't listen to them. You just enter. They want to hear you. The way you come. you know yourself, you are dressed well, you just enter into the place, they want to listen to what you have to say. So you have a grace somewhere, let's use it. Daddy said, females, go and bring your husband. Because if you look at the house, population of the house, we have more females than males. So your husbands are outside, go and bring them in. Say, this place, all the brothers are taking. The enemy is just deceiving us. Hallelujah. This woman, Jael, let's look at what she did.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Liviniana Makasis, the Profinia Tagar, the Nosh, the Ateke Postia, Nianaki and Tustia. It's for you. It's for you. It's for you. For the dominion mandate is for male and female. It's for you. Do not relegate yourself to just a kitchen material. Yes. You can also sit on the throne. Yes, you can be given the morning star. It's for you. It's your ordination. It's your ordination. Break out of the cultural shell. Break out of it. Break out of it. Break out of the societal shell. Come into my day. Come into my light. Come into my understanding. Bring forth even from the works that I've wrought in you. Lay hold on it. Lay hold on it. Lay hold on it. For all of this is for you. Is to break you away from your fears. Is to break you away from your agitation. Is to break you away even from sentiments. Is to break you away from all that the enemy has done against the feminine. For tonight is your night of deliverance. Tonight is your night of deliverance. You can understand doctrine. You can understand mysteries. You can understand it. You can understand it. Because the mandate is for male and female. Oh, I don't have a special throne for male. I don't have a different throne for female. It's just a throne. It's just one throne. And it's for all. It's for all that will believe in me. It's for all. If you will believe, if you will believe, you will see the glory of God. If you will believe, you will see the glory of God. You can chase after me. You can chase after me. The hunger, I will put it in you. I can put it in you if you will allow me. If you will allow me. If you will allow me. You are not just meant for the kitchen alone. You are not just meant for domestic affairs alone. You can also journey. That is what I made when I made you. I do not make you for the earth. I made you for the heavens. I made you for the throne. I made you that you also may partake of the reward of life, even that is in me. I made you so that you can partake of the promise that I have promised everyone. For this promise of eternal life is for mankind. Is for mankind, in which you are one of them. Do not remove yourself from this promise. Do not remove yourself from it. It's not just for that fervent brother. It's also for you. Say the Spirit.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's for all of us. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Inja Baba. I'm in the head of you, Kabalete. I'm in the head of you, Kalegaska. I'm in the head of Kalakalua Teskalia Kuale, Gualua Kuaskaba, Kalia Teta, Awa Kuale, Gelua Kualia, Galua Guele, Guele, Kagagi, Gege, Ebula Gange, Guelua Guala Gabangi, Lia Gabanga, Lia Cassia, La Caca, Alia Toto, Alia Coco, Akoko, Akoko Inja.
For the season has come for me to weaponize the feminine.
Amen.
For they are supposed to be a tool of warfare in my hands. And I'm weaponizing them. Amen. Even by the virtue of the light I am sending now. This light will be their armor. This light will be their armor. They will wear the armor of light. They will wear the armor of... They will break out of inferiority complex. They will break out of superiority complex. They will break out of all the complexes because I want to use them. Because I want to use them. So I am harming them. I am harming them. Even with my ammunition. With my ammunition. Because the warfare of the last days. The warfare of the last days. They are going to play a major role. They are going to play a major role in bringing down the dominion of Satan. They are going to play a major role in bringing down the dominion of the dragon. Of the dragon. It's not the job of the man alone. It's not the job of the male man alone. It's for the male man and the female man. It's for the male man and the female man. So the devil is fighting. He's fighting because he knows what I'm about to do with the feminine. What I'm about to do with the feminine. What I'm about to do with the feminine. I am going to raise them. I am raising them up even from the pit. From the pit of relegation. From the pit of hell. From the pit of death. I am raising them. You are going to see them shining in glory. You are going to see a new race of feminine walk upon the face of the earth again. Oh, they are not just tied by emotion. They are not just a slave of their emotion. No, no, no. They are tools of my warfare. They are battle hacks in my hands. And I'm going to use them to break down and to root down and to also build up. To build up in the time that you are in. Be ready. Be ready because you are one of them. Because you are one of them. Because you are one of them. For what I'm going to do in you will dazzle spirits. See the spirit.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is interested in us. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to Judges chapter 4, verse 18. And Jael went out to meet Sisera. And said unto him, turn in, my lord. Turn it to me, fear not. And when he had turned in unto her, into the tent, she covered him with a mantle. Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a nail of the tent and took an hammer in her hand and went softly unto him and smote the nail into his temple. Do you know where his temple is, Ori? You know how hard this call is. That woman was very strong to do what she did. She was not fearful. She was strong. And fastening it into the ground, she hit it on the thing, came out on the other side and he gets stuck to the ground. That is not a lazy woman. That is a woman that is very strong. She's naturally strong. In her mind, she's not fearful. And do you think you'll just be hitting and the man would just... Woman, at this season, God is raising us as armories for himself. Amen. To bring down the enemy. Amen. Because, you know, the way the enemy has so much treated a woman, made it seem as if and she's the problem, she's this, she's that, and that, and that. But God is saying no more. He's changing the story. That these same people you have looked down on, I am raising them as strong people. And I'm bringing deliverance to my people through these ones. Do you know a work of a woman in the house? Now, one of our major duties is raising children. Whatever you raise your children, that's who they will become. You are the one that will give them definition. If you tell them you are lazy, they will be lazy. And there's one thing, please, I want us in this season. Don't say your children are stubborn. They are not stubborn. They are just energy packed. They are very active. So don't turn it to negative. So that you won't start raising prayer points in future. Because the enemy will hold on to it and make sure one ignore. But as they are acting it out, speak positive to their life. As mothers, you are supposed to raise them up. That's one of the jobs God wants us to do. And raise up no strong children that God can use. Today I was reading about Yaradua's mother. That woman, she had three guys. The husband was governor of Lagos, I think, then during the region season. One of the children became president. One of them was vice president. Another one was governor. Ubenikon. What made them like that? Their mother. She made them to see that it is possible for you to live and be a conqueror and not be defeated. Whatever happens, the children run to us. Speak positive to their life. Help them to grow well. You are doing a job for God. Because he's looking unto you to help him to raise these ones for him. So as you are working on yourself, you are working on your children, you are working on your husband. Hallelujah. So we have a strategic point. We have a strategic place as a woman. Like the prophecy said, you are not kitchen material. You will cook and cook well. Your family will not be hungry, but that does not make it a ministry. Some of us, when we are cooking, you cook and cook and cook and cook and cook and cook. Are you cooker? Do whatever you do briskly. You don't have to spend 12 hours preparing food. Do it briskly and do something else. And as you are cooking, you can be speaking in tongues. Yes. Praise God. Let's make use of the time we have and use it very well for God. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to go quickly to 1 John chapter 2, verse 12. I want to see something there. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven. Forgiving you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, ye are strong, and the word of God abided in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Now, they've explained these verses to us. But what I want us to see here is this. When you say children, male and female, you call them children. But I say young men, it didn't say young woman. He said fathers, he didn't say mothers. But actually, when they say young men here, it means both men, male and female. They're not talking about, they're actually talking about us. Then the fathers here, although they didn't mention mothers, but mother is in father. Uh-huh. So he said, he's talking about men. No, he's talking about mankind. All of us must learn. Children must learn. You grow from children to be young men. In young men, females are also there. Hallelujah. So don't sit back and feel, the Bible is not talking about us. The Bible is talking about us. Hallelujah. And don't say, when it's talking about fathers, mothers are not mentioned. We are there. So what I'm saying is this, females, is also about us. And thank God for this ministry at this season. That females are permitted to minister. Some places, they dare not go near the altar. But God is changing the history. You can't kill yourself. But they have what it takes to kill you. They have the cross that is your portion. Your size. For you alone. To kill us and sacrifice us. For themselves. They don't use people. God told Abraham, he said, nobody sees me. He told Moses and leave. You can't see him and leave. He will kill you. That's what they specialize in doing. Because if they don't kill you, you won't permit them to reign. And they can't share. God does not share. You have to be a dead man. And the way you will die is gradual. They'll keep bringing it step by step. Because if they show you one day, you will run away. And they don't want us to run. So that death is both meant for male and female. Praise the Lord. So sisters, this is the time to go and sit with God and say, God, I want to become whom you have made me to be. To participate. You're not to look back and be, hey, they're doing it, continue. God needs many people. If all of us on earth start serving him today, we are still not yet enough. So your space is there. My place is there. Arise and take your position. so that God himself will know, I can trust this person. Like in the morning, the prophecy said, if you don't honor your father, how can God trust you to honor him? And I want to say, if you don't honor your mother, how can God trust you to honor him? It's not just about fathers alone. Fathers have their place. Mothers also have their place. We are not contesting. We are complimenting. So it's not the time to come and compete. Hey, that brother is the minister. No. That's not what we are talking about. It's not competition. We have to compliment. There's a part you need to play. Play your part. Stay in your lot and be found faithful. So I thank God for this meeting. God has come to treat everything. Just come in, treating this, treating that, because this path we are talking about, this everlasting life that we are, or light that we are talking about, is a place that, you know, Jesus, he took all the steps, all the stratas, and he became. We are also to take all the stratas and become. He was not doing anything to please himself. He never did that. He wanted to please the Father. It's all about Father, 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 Father. A prophecy came through during this meeting. No, it was not prophecy, it was Pastor Tayo. He said, it's not wrong to say, my father said this, my father said that, my father said this, my father said that. Copy Jesus. It's not hero worshiping. He's giving them honor. He's giving them honor. It's not hero worship. No. These men have gone through so many things. It doesn't look beautiful, though. You are looking at them and say, that's my marriage. See this one? This one? You are looking at it. It's so slim. Is that this? Is that that? You are seeing why it's not going to work. You are supposed to walk by faith. I told somebody, you marry by faith. You don't marry by sight. Because you don't know what is there in the package. Play with him for 100 years, you can't know him. Until you get into the house, you will see something else. Hallelujah. Amen. And that he has money today does not mean he cannot become broke tomorrow. And because he doesn't have today does not mean he cannot be a millionaire tomorrow. So know what you are doing. Don't use eyes to choose. He's in UK. Hey. Some people are suffering in UK. They'll just take you there and add to your suffering if God has not sent you. Being okay is not in abroad, it's in above. That is it. Don't be carried away with something that is shining. He's helping us to see the way he's seen. He's granted us grace. He's a lot of help. He's a lot of help. You see men today, you love them. They're looking handsome. And see women, they're looking beautiful. Go and look at their picture when they started. You will know we married by faith. Sisters, let's see the way God sees. Let's stop being carnal and full of vanity. You want to see when I get married? I tell people, most of the time when you want to get married, you're looking at the clothes I will wear, the hair we do, dance our dance. You are not looking at the thing behind the whole thing. It's much more than the day. Everybody will join me. And after that, and call, they go to their houses and leave you. And you now start. But by the time you do things of the spirit, you will know that it's not just going to play. You don't have to have 1 million to get married. Sisters, you have a dream. Dream. Which dream? Who gave you the dream? And that's why you are still not married till today. Dream. The brother is there. He doesn't yet have what you want. Dream. Hey. You want the house to be set before he marries you. Tobadi be kilofeshe. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants us to be saved. He wants to heal us. Some of us are very sick. In your faces, you are looking good, but you are sick. You are sick. But the Lord wants to heal all of us. So that you come out shining. When you say shine, it's not shining of a... It's not, when you say it's not come glow, it's not glow. Shining is taking, having dominion. That's shining. Amen. And if you are not healed, you can't have dominion. Or else you will push your husband wrongly. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God is concerned about the feminine. He's concerned about us. He saw our low estate. And he came to raise us, to sit with kings. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Lord will heal us. Amen. We have change of hearts. As you leave this place, we'll go with another mentality. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Mercy will keep us. Amen. You won't miss what you have attained to. Amen. You won't get out and it will be swallowed up by the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Grace will keep all of us. Mercy will help all of us. And we will give him delight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Man, God will strengthen you to stand for your sisters. In the mighty name of Jesus. You'll be places of safety for them. You know, females love to run around males. God did it like that. Masokbo lori obirin. That's the way God made it. Is to help you to keep them safe and tell them their real definition. Hallelujah. Is to help you to help them. So help your sisters. Help your sisters. Brothers, help your sisters. They should be safe around you. Not that even is, hey, brother. No. You can look at a sister, you'll be okay. The person can even speak your speck. But you still be okay looking at her. So it's a work all of us have to do together to help this our generation. If you do it well, you'll be able to raise strong men, strong women in our children. And we are hope for tomorrow. Hallelujah. Let's just on our feet tonight as we begin to bless our Father.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.